of human. I couldn't know it then, but they were the key to the survival of humans. There is only one path on this fight against extinction, and that was to change, to create more of this new breed. It was and is the only way. Eventually, modern humans would be extinct, but we would become better, in every way. I was the first to learn that it would take the modern woman and the evolved together to save mankind. I hadn't seen a person in 3 weeks. I had hardly eaten. I had to ration what little I had. Although I did have water, I was still dehydrated. I sipped just enough each day not to die. Although I hadn't seen any humans, I was also lucky enough not to run into many zombies either. I was in the desert, walking along Nevada Route 375, otherwise known as Alien Highway. Oh, how I wished. I welcomed the possibility of aliens abducting me about now. I wasn't here by chance either. I had a map leading me to Area 51. If it was the apocalypse, figured I would explore as many conspiracy theories as possible. Besides, if there were any survivors anywhere, I would expect there would be some there. If there were, I'm sure they would be just as happy to meet a survivor that's been out there as I was to meet them. After all, why wouldn't they welcome me? No much need to hide secrets anymore. Most of the world's population was gone. I would just be happy to see another person, even if they were psycho. At least there would be an intelligent exchange of words. The lack of moving zombies here in the desert was comforting, but it wasn't free of corpses. They were everywhere, rotting, smelling. It looked as though they dried out, killing the parasites with them. The few still roaming were slow and desperate. I was careful to keep a medical mask and sunglasses on when cutting their heads off with my machete. Didn't want the chance of a parasite splattering in my face. They enter through bites or through the eyes and mouth. After days of walking, rationing, and sleeping in a tent, I came across an abandoned jeep in the middle of the road. I approached it cautiously. There could be a zombie just waiting to lunge at me. I walked around slowly, looking through the windows. They were covered with desert dust and prevented a good look inside. I had to open the door. I lifted my medical mask on over my face and nose, glasses already on. Raising my machete to strike if need be, I opened the driver's side door. I made sure the door separated myself from the inside, just in case. My heart was beating so damn fast. But nothing came out. I listened. Then I heard a whimper. A small one, but it was definite. Then I heard a scuffle behind me. I turned to see a fresh, strong zombie running toward me. I thought I would die. I stayed in a striking position, still worried about the noise from the jeep. Something could get me from the back. The zombie was a man, about 6 feet tall, carpenter shorts and a t-shirt that read, "Science doesn't care what you believe." Well, isn't that the truth? I thought as I struck, taking his head clean off. The zombie's body stood for a moment as blood from the arteries shot up like geysers. Within the blood, white clusters. Clusters of tiny little baby parasites waiting to invade a host. Slowly the body dropped to its knees. Then it started to fall forward, its gushing neck aimed at me. I ran to the side so that the parasite-contaminated blood didn't spray on me. I watched as the parasites writhed and squirmed in the puddle of blood. They were going to die in this heat, this dry, hellish heat. I was losing hope I wouldn't dry up like a raisin myself. I remembered the noise from the jeep and prepared to take on another zombie. I crept around the open door and peeked in. I saw nothing in the front except water. 3 gallons full of heavenly water. Before I got too excited, I peered between the seats to look him back. I was surprised to see a German shepherd stretched out. He turned his eye in my direction, too exhausted to lift its head. I spotted an empty dog dish on the floor. I took it and filled it with water from one of the jugs. I had to help the dog lift his head to drink. He was so weak. Once he got a good fill, I gently put his head back down. Then I began searching the jeep. The keys were still in the ignition. Besides the